Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. May grace and peace be yours in abundance in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, let us rise if we're able for our first hymn, number 606, In the Garden. We gather, brothers and sisters, in God's presence to remember and give thanks for the life of Shirley, to affirm God's love for us, to support one another in a time of need. Let us acknowledge our grief, be open in our love, affirming the meaning and mystery of life, confident in the hope of the resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Most merciful God, the consolation of the sorrowful and the support of the weary, who does not willingly grieve your children, look down in tender love and mercy, we pray, on these your children, whose joy is turned into mourning. According to the multitude of your mercies, uphold, strengthen and comfort them, that they may not faint under this trial, but find strength and refuge in you. Amen. Our scripture today is a familiar one from the book of Psalms, the 23rd Psalm, found on Pew Bible page 443. Let us hear God's word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Thanks be to God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Shirley from Hurley. Shirley had a special relationship with that particular scripture. When she was young, as often happens with young people, they hear scripture in a certain way. And she connected Shirley with Shirley. As a boy who used to think that the Lord's Prayer had a part about leading a snot into temptation, I completely understand. But that whole poetry of the psalmist speaks not just of Shirley, but all of the parts that made up who she was. Goodness and mercy. When I first met Shirley, her memory had already started to fade. But that didn't diminish her smile and her introduction of, "Shirley from Hurley." That is how she greeted people, that joy, that smile. She did so much and showed how much God loved her and others through all she did. When a funeral in this church happened, she was on the phone calling, telling people what they had to bring for the funeral dinner. The call was short and sweet, maybe one or two words, depending on what you had to bring. You didn't need a caller ID to tell you who was on the line. All you needed was to pick up and hear Shirley tell you, "Potato salad, click." Kathy would mention that she would rib her mom over this, and that being the gist of the call. But the truth is, what more was there to do? And Shirley had so much more to do after. There was so much more to be done. I remember visiting Shirley over at Mountain Valley Manor, and I was departing one time. One of the residents asked her who I was. I thought the collar would have given me away, but no. And Shirley, without skipping a beat, said, "Oh, that's the person who now has my job over at the church." And as I walked to my car, I shook my head and said, "Shirley, I can't do your job." I was fully honored by that, but those aren't my gifts. Her gifts. And she used those gifts for God's kingdom. As we think about the jobs that God sets before us, all of the ways that God has chosen to call us, the 23rd Psalm is one that comes. It's familiar to most of us. Some of us learn it as one of the first scriptures we learn by rote, memorizing it. But then again, we're not always our best at listening to what it says. Because the simile or metaphor in it is that we are the sheep in this. We are the sheep, and God is the shepherd. The shepherd that looks after us in times like this. Times where we see the very large shadow that Shirley had cast, that brought and brings all of you here today, who brought all those who came last night. Whether we're friends, family, church friends, community, surely kept caring and giving for all of us. And now we're left with where that shadow was. We're left with a void. We have, of course, the memories, the stories, but we truly and deeply miss her. And those are the times when which we need to trust in our shepherd. Trust in our shepherd who promises us that he will be with us in the darkest valley. Like Shirley did, God wears many hats in this scripture, looking after us, watching over us, caring for us in all the ways that God does, getting us back on the right path. But today, Shirley leaves with us that surely goodness and mercy shall be with us. When our sadness returns, when we remember the loss, surely goodness and mercy shall be with us. So as you remember Shirley from Hurley, remember this verse and its promises for you. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us again rise if we are able and sing together, "Here I Am, Lord." You will find it on the insert in your hymnal. Thank you. please remain standing for the Apostles' Creed. Please join me. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The other day he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand.
Shirley Jean Boyce was born February 27, 1936, the youngest of seven. She loved to tell the story of her birth. Her siblings named her Shirley after Shirley Temple, and when her mother brought her home from the hospital, Shirley was placed on the dining room table in the farmhouse so her six older siblings could circle the table and gaze at her. Our mother lost her mother and husband much too early in her life. She lost her mother when she was only 14 years old, and she became a widow at 55. While she felt those losses very deeply, she never stopped living her life to the fullest and always being content. She was always smiling and singing or humming. Even in her final years at Golden Hill Nursing Home, I would ask her, "Do you like it here? Are you happy?" And her response never wavered, "Oh yes, I'm always happy." More than a couple of aides at Golden Hill told me that her picture was hanging in the break room so they could look at her smile. When we would bring her to other parts of the nursing home to visit with her, one staff member or another would always walk by and warmly greet her, saying, "Hi, Shirley from Hurley." Shirley had dreamed of attending Oneonta and becoming a teacher. When the time came, her sister Eleanor convinced her to go to Delhi Ag and Tech and study secretarial science. She thrived at Delhi. She lived in a boarding house with a very strict house mother. Shirley was always the easygoing, good sport who got along with everyone. As a result, her housemates loved to play practical jokes on her. They once gave her a box of chocolates, not letting on that they were actually laxatives, and they had scraped off the logo on each piece of candy. She was also the one that had to fess up to the house mother after they all experimented smoking cigarettes and the smell gave them away. Upon graduation, Shirley was hired by IBM as a secretary. Shortly after, she met her husband, Dick Ruth. After a year or so, they married, and Kathy was born 1 year after that, followed by Richard, less than 1 year after Kathy. And then me and Jim. Our mother loved staying home with her children and spent many years as a stay-at-home mom. She was always volunteering. In addition to her hours devoted to her church, she was a Brownie, Cub Scout, and 4-H leader. She was not only a wonderful mother to her own children, but was a well-loved neighborhood mom as well. She earned a few nicknames from the neighborhood kids. One being Mrs. W. After years, she found out that the W stood for wonderful. When her children were almost all out of the house, she began working at the Hurley Library. Book circulation skyrocketed after she was hired. We are not sure that the library board knew just how many fines she waived because she felt bad collecting money. She was very well known, respected, and loved in Hurley. In 2000, she was given the honor of being Grand Marshal in the Memorial Day Parade, and in 2010, she was Senior of the Year. Upon retiring, Shirley spent years caring for her granddaughters, Erin, Mallory, and Veronica, just before and after school. She was the quintessential Grammy to them, and she was also known as Grandma Shirley to other neighborhood children. Just as the girls started to get busier with school and friends, grandson Colin was born. In true Shirl fashion, she rolled with the times, changed her name to Mimi, packed a bag, and jumped in her car. First for snuggles all day, then so she could attend as many important events in Colin's life as she possibly could. We are here now to say goodbye to Shirley in her church that she loved so much, and where for more than 50 years she worshiped, volunteered, and was a part of so many celebrations and activities. She developed many lifelong friendships here. We thank God for her life of faith and the love and laughter she brought to her family, neighbors, and friends.
We have a solo now. Let us pray. O God, before whom generations rise and pass away, We praise you for all your servants who, having lived this life in faith, now live eternally with you. Especially we thank you for your servant Shirley. We praise you for the gift of her life, for all in her that was good and kind and faithful. We thank you for the grace you gave her that kindled in her a love for you and enabled her to serve you faithfully. For her voice calling all those to assist in moments like this, her time serving as a deacon, a member of the Women's Guild, and all those other ways in which she has served her community, her family, and you. We thank you that for her, death is past and pain has ended, and that she has now entered the joy which you have prepared for, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we are bold enough to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen. Let us pray. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Shirley. Acknowledge, we pray, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. Brothers and sisters, before we sing our final hymn, let me invite you, after the committal up at Hurley Cemetery, to join the family and share memories, share food, but also to share together, Shirley, in the hall afterwards. So brothers and sisters, let us rise if we're able and sing our final hymn, Amazing Grace. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, that concludes our services here. We will continue up at Hurley Cemetery.
Thank you.